Yes, I was in the Army Reserve and didn't get home till very late, and I always fell asleep in Professor Atwood's pathology lecture at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And I would take my, I'd try and concentrate on his lecture, and then I'd always take a little bit of poetry to read as I fell asleep, and then I'd fall asleep. And one day I was doing this in the second row of the lecture theatre, and Harold Atwood got this one of these huge long lecture pointers, and he bounded up to him and goes, "You!" There's 240 people in the lecture theatre. "See me after the thing, after the lecture." Oh my God, so I was trembling anyway. He waited for me out there, and he was obviously incensed that I was rude enough to read a book and then fall asleep each week in his pathology lecture. And given his international reputation in pathology, it perhaps wasn't unreasonable. And he said, "What are you reading, I suppose? Some goddamn Disney rubbish?" So I proffered nervously up the Penguin Classics edition of the late Tang poets I was reading at the time. And nervously said, "No, Wang Wei, sir," or something like that. Anyway, he hoofed and stormed off on his heels. A couple of days later, I got a note from Professor Atwood. "Dear Mr. Metcalf, I do hope you might come up to my office and see my very rare two-volume edition of the Tang Poets of China, a special interest of mine." And so he was my friend after that. And they named the History of Medicine Museum after him, actually. He retired from pathology and became the professor up there at the Bailey Library. And yeah. So I used to go and visit him whenever I went to Melbourne to go and say hello. He always remembered me.